AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli forces today stormed and burned one of the last hospitals operating in northern Gaza. Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli troops have stormed Kamal Adwan Hospital and forced many of the staff and patients outside, where they were then forced to remove their clothes in wintry weather. The staff says it has been hit multiple times in the past 3 months by Israeli troops waging an offensive against Hamas fighters in the surrounding neighborhoods. Israel's military says Hamas uses the hospital as a base, a claim which hospital officials deny. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Israel, an 83-year-old woman was fatally stabbed in a coastal town outside Tel Aviv by a Palestinian from the West Bank. Police say the suspect was arrested. Meantime, Israel's military says it intercepted another missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The Pentagon's preparing to send another major tranche of weapons to Ukraine. Mike Kempen has this one.
Sources tell the Associated Press the U.S. is sending more than $1.25 billion in military aid to Ukraine. They say an official announcement is expected Monday as President Biden attempts to get as much aid to Ukraine as possible before leaving office January 20th. Many U.S. and European leaders worry President-elect Trump won't provide Ukraine with all the weapons funding approved by Congress. The aid package reportedly includes a significant amount of munitions, including for the National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Systems and for the Hawk Air Defense System. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The White House says 9 U.S. telecoms companies have now been hacked as part of a Chinese espionage campaign that accessed Americans' private texts and phone conversations. The FBI has not publicly identified the victims, but officials believe senior U.S. government officials and prominent political figures are among them. And federal tallies show homelessness rose by more than 18% this year. This is AP News. Damian Troisi now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell broadly on Friday as Wall Street closed out a holiday-shortened week on a down note. The S&P 500 fell 1.1%, but it held on to a modest gain of 0.7% for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 333 points, or 0.8%. The Nasdaq fell 1.5%. The losses were made worse by sharp declines for big tech stocks known as the Magnificent Seven, which tend to weigh heavily on the market. Semiconductor giant Nvidia slumped to 2.1%. Its enormous valuation gives it an outsized influence on indexes. Other big tech stocks losing ground included Microsoft with a 1.7% decline. A wide range of retailers also fell, including Amazon and Best Buy. Damian Troisi, New York.
For the year to this point, the Dow's up more than 5,300 points, or 14%. The S&P up more than 25%. The Nasdaq more than 31%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.